Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for joining us again on the show.
Well, thanks for having me back.
You recently blogged about a report that states that some new electricity meters being rolled out in the U.S. to millions of homes and businesses are riddled with security bugs that could bring down the power grid. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. There is a researcher, Mr. Davis, who is going to be presenting at the Black Hat Security Conference in Las Vegas. And what he and his colleagues did was designed a worm that actually self-propagates across a large number of one of the manufacturer's smart meters. And he pointed out that many of the smart meters have this flaw. The smart meter is really, it's like your electric box at your home, except that it's got a computer added to it. And the rationale for this was that you can make decisions and the power company can make decisions about the cost of electricity so that during peak usage times, the cost may be more, but you'll know it's more so you can choose to use less electricity then and use more when the power rates have fallen to a lower cost. But when you add computers to things, they're able to do lots of other things that might not have been intended. And right. In this case, they're able to run malicious software on it and potentially, in an instant, turn off the power to homes that are using these smart meters.
I guess I'm just interested in this technology or this thing in particular. What makes it so vulnerable?
It was designed without any security in mind. So, I mean, fundamentally, if you couldn't afford strobe lights for your house, you could run a little program on your smart meter and make the lights turn on and off throughout your entire house. No need to just unplug the VCR to make it flash. You could rapidly cycle the power meter. Not that people would want to do it. It's just a rather amusing abuse of the system. But these smart meters are going to be connected effectively to the internet. And so this means that a remote attacker could potentially figure out whether or not your home, based upon power consumption at your house, if there are routine activities that you do that show up in power usage, things like that. If someone wants to do a large-scale neighborhood crime heist, they could turn off power to much of the neighborhood in an instant.
Interesting. I mean, you'd think that there would be some sort of test for this type of system. I mean, is there not one in place?
Well, they violated every security fundamental. The biggest one on this is that the meters actually have an automatic update feature that uses a peer-to-peer technology, but they don't use any authentication. That means you can run any program you want that's compatible with the meter's operating system. So you can write any program you want, and there's nothing to say, no, this is not a valid program. And this actually is a perfect use for whitelisting. Those meters should not be able to run anything that is not on a whitelist. But security was just completely ignored, and it's probably because they had programmers whose forte was not security. They needed to control power, and they're really good at that. But they weren't trained to also think about considerations such as security.
You quoted in your blog post an article that mentioned that these basically turn the power grid into a real-time computerized network, which has the ability to make automated decisions in real-time based on data collected from millions of sensors. Explain that a little further for us.
Well, that was a quote from the article I had read, and that was from one of the electric companies. And what it means is that all of these electrical boxes on millions of homes are networked together, and they have a computer that's powerful enough to run a lot of different kinds of programs. But one of the things they do is they collect data about power usage. So based on actually heuristics, which ESET's really big on is heuristics, but this is a different application, they can say, okay, these things are happening with the power grid and the homes on this network. And because of these things, we're going to make these changes. And it might be we're going to change the power rate, the price that we're charging for power. Or we're going to switch some of our switching equipment so that we're routing more power through a higher capacity power network, if you will. We're going to buy more power from out of state because we've got a demand for it. And rather than someone saying, oh, you know, I'm monitoring this and I've got to make this decision, it can be programmatically done automatically.
So what would some of the main, you know, implications be of these smart meters?
Well, for one, there's likely to be some mistakes made, because one of the things about this is that the meters will automatically report back to the power company how much electricity has been consumed. So there won't be someone coming out to the home to read the meter. And so a bug in the software could have the electrical consumption under or over reported for a long time before anybody actually noticed it, that they were paying too much. They probably wouldn't say anything if they were paying too little. Yeah, but depending on how flexible the operating system is, and it appears that you can actually add code to that operating system, you could have homes performing distributed denial of service attacks against websites, potentially. You also have a way into the power company's network, because these smart meters are on the power company's network. Right. And depending on how good their isolation is of other systems, potentially a power meter could be a mole hole into the billing system for the power company, and potentially give up user information such as account numbers, and if they're automatically paying their electric bill through their bank account, potentially get to bank account information as well.
Yeah, that's scary information. You know, that's definitely a scary thought. So, well, anything else on this topic that you wanted to bring to our attention, Randy?
Well, I do think that really for infrastructure things like this, and, you know, the electricity throughout the nation is infrastructure, it's probably time to have something that's equivalent to underwriters' laboratories, except that it's, you know, a hacker underwriter laboratory where you have skilled security professionals reviewing the security implementations on these devices before they're allowed to be installed in a home.
Great. No, good insight as always, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time to chat with us about this topic in further detail, and it's certainly one that we'll be revisiting, I'm sure, down the road. So, well, thanks so much for being here, Randy. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.